Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Inheriting property from someone who dies can be a very welcome financial boon, but making sure you don't lose any to tax is an important consideration. Mark Chapman from H&R Block is with me today to talk through some of the intricacies around inheritances and tax. Thank you so much for joining me today, Mark.
No problem at all.
Now, Mark, Australia doesn't have an inheritance tax as such, but some tax may be payable depending on what the inheritance is. Is that correct?
Yes, Australia, you're right. Australia doesn't have an inheritance tax. But we do have a capital gains tax, which potentially applies to inherited assets when they're ultimately disposed of.
So if somebody inherits a property from their parent, for example, the family home, do they have to pay tax?
Well, potentially, yes. It depends really very much on whether the home was a main residence or an investment property. And it depends on what the beneficiary is going to do with that home. So if the property, for example, is an investment property, it will be subject to CGT. The amount of CGT will depend on the original cost of the property. So if the beneficiary inherits the property for its original cost, in other words, if the property is acquired after the 20th of September 1985, then the beneficiary has to pay CGT on the difference between that cost and the sales proceeds. In the unlikely event that the property was bought by the deceased before 20th of September 1985, the cost figure is different. And in that case, it's inherited for its market value at the date of death, meaning that obviously any gain will be substantially smaller. So obviously in that situation where the property is a pre-CGT asset, as we call them, so in other words, bought before 20th of September 1985, the beneficiary will obviously need to get a valuation of the property done as at the date of death.
Right. So it perhaps isn't that rare if somebody's held a holiday home for a very long time, you know, somewhere nice and the price has gone up, they won't have to pay the capital gains on that amount until the date of death, and then it will be
if it's a pre-CGT asset, they will still have capital gains tax, but it will only be from the date of death through to the date that they ultimately sell it.
Yeah, so that could be a massive difference.
And
with a residential property, how does that work?
Well, with a residential property, potentially the main residence exemption applies to exempt the capital gain. So generally speaking, the beneficiary normally has up to 2 years to sell the property and still take advantage of the deceased's main residence exemption. Now, that two-year period is extended if the beneficiary either moves into the property and lives in it as their own main residence. And it can also be extended by agreement with the Commissioner of Taxation if, for some reason, the property can't be sold within 2 years. So, for example, there's a family dispute about the will or something which ties the property up for a long period of time.
And what about if you need to renovate the property to sell it, or there's some other reason why you can't sell it aside from family arguments? Can that also be extended?
Probably not in the case of a renovation, but if you renovate a property, basically any costs that you spend on the renovation are added to the base cost of the property, so either the original cost or the market value at the date of death, depending on when the property was acquired, and basically they will be added to the original cost base, and adjust the capital gains tax accordingly on disposal.
So with a residential property, you've got around 2 years to sell that property and not pay any tax. But with an investment property, you will be paying tax potentially from the date that you inherit. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. Yes.
What sort of things, other things might happen to delay sales of either of those assets?
Oh, well, a family dispute is the most common reason for a delay in selling a property. Obviously, if some aspect of the will is contested, that can potentially blow out that 2-year period quite substantially. And that is really the reason why the commissioner has put that discretion in there, whereby he will extend that 2-year period in certain circumstances.
And how is tax payable on other investments that you might inherit?
Well, basically, there's no capital gains tax on cash. So if you receive cash, there are no further tax liabilities. Motor cars are also exempt from CGT. Personal items and collectibles, which are things like, you know, jewellery, works of art, etc., they're also exempt from capital gains tax within certain limits. So, for example, a personal use asset is only subject to CGT if its original cost was more than $10,000. And a collectible is only subject to CGT if its original cost is more than $500. So basically, those are the CGT exempt assets. Basically, any other asset, it will be subject to CGT. So property, shares, any other form of investment, business interests, etc.
Going back to the collectibles and the jewellery and so on, so if I inherit a diamond ring, for example, that's likely to be more than $500. Would that be taxed?
Well, if the original cost of the collectible is less than $500, it'll be exempt from CGT completely. So all of the growth will be tax-free. But if the original cost of the collectible was more than $500, then it's all exposed to CGT on sale.
So a diamond ring would be more than $500.
Yes, he would. So therefore, it would be subject to CGT.
Wow, that's potentially quite a lot if you inherit. You know, a painting might be worth more than $10,000. It's not a lot that you can inherit that would be under those amounts, I would imagine.
Well, it depends whether it's classified as a personal use asset or a collectible. If it's a personal use asset, basically that limit is actually increased substantially. So you actually can... up to $10,000 of original cost is exempt from CGT. So if it costs $9,900, then the entire capital gain will be CGT free. So it just depends whether it's a personal use asset or a collectible. You'll have to take some advice on that at the time.
Right. And has that changed over the years? Does that go up with CPI or anything like that?
Unfortunately not. It's stayed that way for as long as I can remember, which is about 14 years. So it's pretty constant.
Mark, is there a different tax situation if property is left to a spouse rather than a child or somebody else?
There isn't a different tax situation. There is potentially a different legal situation. So if property is left to a spouse, they're likely to have... being joint tenants of the property. That therefore means that they inherit the property automatically on death without the property going into the deceased estate. But ultimately, the tax situation is pretty much the same. So it's simply a difference in the way the asset is treated for legal purposes, but tax is the same.
And if children are given different assets after the death of their parents, might they be facing different tax scenarios? For example, if a couple of children are given the main residence, but the other child gets the investment property or something like that, could they be under different tax scenarios?
Yeah, I mean, the amount of tax they pay will depend on the type of asset that they inherit. So, you know, if it's a post 1985 investment property, you know, they'll be subject to capital gains tax on the entire growth from the time it was originally acquired by the deceased. Contrast that with somebody who inherits the main residence, chooses to live in it. Basically, they won't pay any tax at all because they'll have a main residence exemption, which covers the entire period of ownership. So it just depends on the type of asset that you actually inherit, the amount of tax that you pay.
And is there any recourse over it? If you've got three children and you're trying to leave them equal amounts, but somehow the tax means that you haven't left them equal amounts, is there anything that the kids can do to change that?
Probably not. I mean, basically, you know, before the person dies, they can potentially do things with the will, to equalise the situation, in the sense that you know, gifts can be adjusted so that broadly people receive the same amount. But after death, it is very difficult to change the will, and ultimately the situation is as it is.
Do people ask your advice on what they're going to do with their wills for the tax reasons that we've gone through?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a common situation that people who are, you know, potentially considering their will, you know, they come to us to talk through the tax situation. Happens all the time, yes.
And then you work with the lawyer to finalise that? Is that how that works?
Well, we don't really work with the lawyer. I mean, basically, we give the clients tax advice, and then basically they can, you know, take it or leave it, and basically go to a legal advisor and structure their will accordingly.
Yeah, it's quite a complex area, isn't it? So it's best to get professional advice in this area.
Yeah, very definitely. It is a very complex area. You know, the main residence exemption itself is very complex. The difference between pre-CGT and post-CGT assets is it can make a huge difference to the tax charge. You know, you really do need to take professional advice at the earliest possible opportunity, and you know, that's potentially with the deceased. Obviously, the beneficiary needs to take tax advice as well when they inherit an asset, in order to understand how much tax they're up for.
And finally, Mark, is there a difference between the different states on these rulings, or is this all federal?
No, it's all federal. So this is capital gains tax, which is a federal tax. I mean, there could be some state taxes as well. For example, stamp duty on property, that varies by state. Obviously, get professional advice about that. But CGT itself is entirely federal.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time today, Mark. That's been really enlightening.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.